We're recording.
Well, I thought it'd be good for kind of all of us, what we've been through the last year, to get together to kind of find out where do we think we all are, and maybe what are some of the critical decisions to be made. I think anybody's interested in keeping this moving forward. I think there's some, might be some timing issues too, so. You know, I don't know, Sue, if you want to share with us the resolution you guys passed, and then I'm happy to kind of share with you, at least from my vantage point, what I think the two most important things are. I mean, ultimately, it's going to be driven by West Des Moines and you guys making the decisions as the water utilities, but the resolution that you guys passed, can you give us a little background on that?
Sure. We had an executive committee meeting of the four mayors and the three water utility representatives, and at that meeting, really the question was put to me from Des Moines Water Works saying, where is your board? And we would really like to meet with your board, and we want to know if you're ready to move ahead. So within 24 hours, I think you all noticed that we did pass a resolution as a board. We had a meeting coming up that next day. And so I've shared that with all of you electronically. I hope you have had a chance to review it. Since then, we've had many other discussions. I think our full board, and I'll let everyone here speak for themselves, we are extremely interested in moving ahead on regionalization. As we know, we started with the MOU process. We came to paragraph number 6, which was about the financials, and we said, let's get some additional support. Let's see if regional governance for a water utility makes sense. Obviously, from the FCS study, we know that that is the case. So now we are standing here waiting to hear from others who's with us. We want to form a regional water utility. I don't think we know exactly what that means day one versus 10 years out. But certainly the intent on behalf of our board, I think, is there to move ahead. And it's time we know who's in the boat with us. So that's what we would like to have, and it doesn't have to be as formal as the resolution that we provided to all of you expressing our strong interest. So with that in mind, does that give you the backdrop?
I appreciate it, and I guess I'm happy to turn it over to other folks. I think this whole year has been great. I think we've gotten to know each other better. I think we've had really good conversations. Jason and his team have done a lot of digging into information. And, you know, if we're sticking with the premise that, you know, if we all regionally collaborate on production of water, then we don't want people going off on their own producing their own water, because it takes away from the critical mass that we all need. So the idea being, you know, if we're all part of it, then we need to give up a right to build our own facilities. It seems to me that the two most critical issues to keep this moving forward would be the ownership rights and the regional production facilities. I'm still not sure if we're clear on whether this board is willing to allow ownership by other people of the existing Des Moines treatment plants. And then the second issue really becomes one of timing. We talked last year that we have 3 to 5 years of excess capacity available to us. Now we're down to 2 to 4. So part of the concern is, you know, Des Moines, Waukee, and Urbandale are going to move forward with building their own plants. I mean, it's going to take a while to build them, and I think none of us want to get to a point where we're still having this conversation 2 years from now, and all of a sudden we're confronted with the situation of, well, we need additional capital from everybody to add more capacity. Because if we're going to build our own plant, why would we add more capital to somebody else's plant? So I think some of it is this, that my concern is the timing issue now from the standpoint of excess an available capacity, but it seems to me that we need to understand the ownership issue, and the other one that came clear with Jason's work is the financial issues of this. It was apparent to me that there needs to be some agreement or concession on what the rates are going to be, because what the rates being suggested, at least as I viewed it from West Des Moines Waukee's standpoint, was we're going to pay significantly higher rates to be regionalized than what we could do it on our own. So Jason was suggesting we need to socialize some of the benefits and burdens that everybody has to keep the regional thing together. So I think the two critical decisions that we need made primarily by the Des Moines Water Works Board is, are we willing to make changes to the rate structure, and are we willing to allow the other entities that participate to have an ownership interest in the production facilities? I think we all understand to the extent the other cities have production facilities, those need to be regionalized as well.
Okay, let's be careful on the term rates, because when you've said rates before, I interpreted that as what are we going to be paying for water next year, the following year, et cetera. And what I think I hear you say now is its overall costs of running that utility or that water production. Because we cannot tell you today, we just today approved at our board meeting all of the chemicals that it takes. And until we go out for bid on that, we didn't know what the cost would be to produce water. So we can't give you the rate today of what it's going to be 3 years from now. So
yeah,
that I think has been a little bit of a
And I'm thinking back to the chart that Jason ended up with.
Sure.
Okay, here's what everybody would have to pay unless you guys are willing to, you know, socialize this somehow. And maybe it's not the right terminology, but it was apparent to us that the rates from the regional one were going to be significantly higher than what at least West Des Moines Water Works and Waukee felt that they could produce it on their own, and I think maybe the same thing from Urbandale. So even Jason made mention of that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here are the benefits and the burdens, and if you want to regionalize this, it makes sense to share it that way. So I think that financial issue and the ownership issue are critical, because I don't know how we move forward with regionalization if those two pieces don't work. Because you can't give up your right to build your own facilities, really, if you don't have an ownership interest in the ones that you're going to be using. Why would I give up the right to own my own car if I don't have an ownership interest in the one we're sharing? Especially if I've agreed that I'm not going to go do it myself. And I don't, you know, I still feel that all of us being together is the right thing to do for the region in the long term. But until we can get those two issues solved, I don't know how we can make decisions. Other than, you know, my suggestion to Jody was to start the plant for West Des Moines and Waukee, because that can still be a regional facility. We talked about that water source. We talked about Urbandale's. But in light of the 2 to 4 year issue, they need to start building that. And if we regionalize it, it should be part of the regional production assets as well.
See, but to me, I think that just goes so counter to what we're trying to do to make those decisions as a region and not to have just West Des Moines. So, for instance, if you're going to be taking water out of the Raccoon, which you would be doing with the new plant, and then putting pollutants back into the water just before our intake, that increases our cost. And so that doesn't seem, in my mind, and correct me if I'm wrong, any of the engineers that are here, to be the way that we would start off this regional discussion.
But the challenge, Sue, is the timing. I
mean,
sit here and still have this conversation a year or two from now, and we haven't started the other plant. So part of the challenge we have is we need to assure our users that in 2 to 4 years they're going to have all the water they need. And if we're not part of the regional one, we can't be in a position where we can't produce our own. So part of the challenge we have is the timing issue of the
mm-hmm.
whole thing.
I would add to that by saying part of your question was you said that your board is wanting to pursue this regional effort. It says it in the first sentence here of your resolution. I think all of us are in that same position, or we wouldn't be here tonight. But to what Steve, I think, is talking about, if we go back to the report from Jason, and it showed if you drew a line down, there's one that drew a line down the center, and you have a benefit group on this side, and cost or whatever it's labeled on the other side. But the idea was to bring those two either to the line or closer to the line. And you talk about that a little bit about the middle of your resolution. You talk about a more equitable sharing of costs and a spreading of assumption of risk. And to me, those really say the same thing, because I'm assuming the risk is the cost of something unexpected or the cost of expansion or whatever. But I think we're all in that same mindset. But I think that the next decision, or at least maybe not decision, but the next indication of where we want to meet based on those numbers, and not to say that those numbers that were in here, everybody's still not in agreement on the actual numbers, but I think that's something that can be worked through over time to get to where everybody agrees with everybody else's numbers. But I think the big elephant in the room here that we need to get a handle on is where is everybody going to meet on the cost benefit or the, well, the cost benefit, I guess would be a good way to say it, and enable us to move forward to answer a lot of the things that Steve brought up. And that, I'd like to walk away today with a pretty strong indication of where everybody's at on that particular topic.
Okay. And you've all heard from me, so I'm going to let some of the other board members share, because that's why we're here, is so you can hear from the other board members.
It seems to me that, or I guess when I look at this and have for some time, and I think all of you have heard the broken record that I play, but, you know, overcoming this transfer of assets is such a big hurdle. I mean, so many man hours have been spent and actual dollars have been spent over the last 18 months trying to figure that out. And so I think we should continue to pursue that endeavor, but what I hear and what I am sympathetic to when I hear mayors speak about this issue is you need some reassurance and some actual control of some things. I mean, you want to be able to play a role when it comes to rate setting, into planning for the future, into knowing that those rates that are collected are spent wisely so that, no one entity, the city of Des Moines, is benefiting from the city of Ankeny's rate dollars. That's all understandable to me. And from a big picture, what you really want to be able to do is go what your citizens are paying you to do, and that is to focus on economic development in the future of your cities, so that you know that if you attract or you go out and try to attract a big employer, you know that you can check off the water list, that that's going to be available to you, or at least you have entities in play that are trustworthy to you, that you know you can provide that. And so, I guess, Michelle, do you have that PowerPoint that I did? What I have is just a very rough proposal of a interim step, if you will, something that we could take that I would hope, Mayor, would give you that assurance you're looking for today, but does not throw anything out the window, that we can continue to think about and plan and exhaust every opportunity, whether it's asset transfer or some other model that we, you know, what was the thing that Jason, some sort of lease model that he talked about, some sort of deal like that. But as this pulls up, it's very simple, and maybe I don't really need it, but the idea would be that we could come together in the first part of 2019 and form a water authority through a 28E or F or whatever they're called, some sort of intergovernmental agreement. And those cities that also are water utilities, that are retail providers of water, that sign on to this agreement would appoint members to this water authority. That water authority would then approve, as Des Moines Water Works would have to come to this authority as a regional provider of water, present the authority with everything from rates to capital improvement expenditures to planning ideas for the future. And so all of those things would have to come to this entity. There's something else there too, but... So how do I get this to advance? Put the middle button? See, I didn't press it. There we go. So anyway, just to recap a little bit, I kind of see these are, in the roughest of details, things that you want and we could provide today by forming this authority. And which one is it, Bill? No, it's this one. All right. And then, so we form an agreement, give active participation in the governance of regional water production. This agreement would create a regional water authority. As I mentioned earlier, all members And the idea would be, again, these are cities that have, that are act as a retail provider of water. So all of those cities, these aren't the folks that we provide full service, that are our full service customers. It's Ankeny, it's Clive, it's those folks. The authority would approve all matters of wholesale water production, including approving expenses and revenues. So, to be clear, Des Moines Water Works would gain approval from the authority for regional water rates, expenditures, and related budgetary matters. Des Moines Water Works would be required to inform and include the authority in setting the vision for water production, planning for growth, maintaining regional water production assets. Des Moines Water Works would need to gain the approval of the authority on all matters for regional water production. If I haven't been clear, I'm talking about water rates and how we spend money when it comes to the regional production of water. The sticky part, I'd turn over to attorneys to have to really figure out, is there'd have to be a mechanism for some sort of impasse. So we bring a rate to the water authority, and the water authority denies it. They say, we're not going to approve this rate structure. Des Moines Water Works would have to come back to the water authority again with a revised plan. If we then still reach an impasse, we'd have to have some way to figure out, to go to arbitration or something, in fairly short order, so that A, you would know what your rates were, and B, so that the staff at Des Moines Water Works could plan for the future. I make that arbitration sound very simple, and maybe it won't be, but. And then, what I really want to be clear about, what this agreement informing this authority that would start functioning in 2019, it does not end the exploration of asset transfer or any other model. Because quite frankly, we need to figure those things out, especially when we're talking about future growth. If we're going to build a new plant, and how are we going to pay for that plant and who's going to own it, it might make perfect sense for this authority, if you put all the existing stuff to the side for a second, to at least be the owner of the new plant. And it might make sense for the authority to be the owner of all of these other assets, and that asset transfer, once we work through the difficult transfer, that actually works. And so what I don't want to say is anything that I'm proposing here ends those discussions. I hope it provides a vehicle for those, or an additional vehicle for those. What it does do is it provides an immediate path to governance and oversight. And as I say immediate, I think this can happen in the first part of 2019. This is just me and a bunch of, believe me words. But what I'm saying is the proposed agreement is a fair path to regional government of water production without transferring assets, changing law, or altering the structure of any current city or government entity. Again, those things may have to happen. Maybe we have to go to the legislature at some point. But to get this ball rolling, we wouldn't need to do any of those things. And I would argue that by taking this step, forming this authority, beginning to interact as a regional planning entity, maybe it's going to help identify some of those problems and things that we need to work on before we go to the legislature, if we need to, or at least gives us a track record to say, this is what we know works or what we know doesn't work when it comes to regional cooperation. And so it gives us something to start building that track record. As I say, not only that, there's not a lot of cost here. I mean, this is there's going to be some cost to Des Moines Water Works because it's going to change a little bit about how we do our business, and takes a little bit of restructuring on that, because Bill and his team are going to have to think, next year as they're going through the rate setting process, for example, how do we do this? How do we, at what phase do we take this to the board, to the water authority? And we have to contemplate that there could be a denial from the water authority, and that could delay things, and how do we do that? So it's not like there's no cost, but there's minimal cost here. So as I said, I've talked too much, but what I'm proposing is something that I hopefully gives you some of those things you need. And maybe it's not a permanent step, but it would be more than a good faith effort. It would actually be an action on all of our part to say we're serious about this and we want to get started immediately and we want to start working together as a region. And yes, it doesn't transfer Des Moines Water Works assets tomorrow, but what it does do is it does form a legal agreement that makes Des Moines Water Works and the other entities come to the table and start to work together. And I would hope that you would see it as a way to give you some real authority when it came to these things that are most important to you, setting rates and the way your money is spent.
Thank you.
So. Give you Harvard and Mayor of County? If that could cause you any concern?
I think it goes down, you know, sort of a road, one of the options that we talked about over the last number of years. And I know that there has been some, on the part of some of the customers in Dubois Waterworks, that they felt through CertWec and others that they didn't feel a part of the right setting. And sounds like at least this is a way to get everybody to the table to begin to work on at least that aspect of it. Obviously, you have some other things in there about transfer of assets and what that looks like moving forward, and I agree with you. I think that that's something that needs to be looked at. There's a number of people around the table that have assets. And but I think all of us, at the end of the day, want to make sure the points that were brought up by everybody, and even Mayor Gear, that, you know, we've got to be assured of the quantity of water, the quality of our water, and the rates of our water moving forward. And in the moments when we all have some fear of a extreme event, that we have some redundancy that allows the region to continue to have water sources. More than one plant sitting at point A, B, C, D, or E, that we can all work together and hopefully for the next number of generations guarantee the production of water. So,
and that's my,
thank you for your thoughts.
That's my goal here with thinking about this, is that, you know, putting my own opinions aside about asset transfer, I think it's a bar very high, maybe too high, but that's really not the point. The point is, how do we begin to do some things together quickly while these other things can be? I mean, I might argue that we could set up this authority and it's something that lasts, you know, into the future. But that's, I don't want to overplay that hand. The real purpose of this is to allow us to start governing as a region without these things. I mean, my concern with asset transfer is it adds cost at the end of the day to the ratepayer by, you know, transferring assets, and there's this exchange of money and there's an exchange of assets. Well, this we can get started with in 2019 without having to worry about any of that, and hopefully giving some real power. So,
does your regional water authority, Graham, does it stop a participant from building their own plant?
Yeah, I think it would.
And that just doesn't work.
I don't know that it wouldn't.
It wouldn't.
It wouldn't stop it, but it would. I mean, as I see it, and I think what you're saying is what we're trying to do here is optimize the operation of all regional facilities. So one of the things, I'm not sure it was on your list, you do regional planning, putting in all of your facilities so that you can figure out what is the next facility that we need. And how does it fit into all of these facilities? So each community would not be able to go out and say, I'm going to build this for my community. We'd be looking at how do we make best use of all the facilities we have, and what is the next facility that we need, and where should it be built, and who wants to build it?
And hopefully give you, and the addition of that, the big piece of that is, It would give you some confidence and hands-on governance when it comes to those things that you're considering when you're building, whether to build a new plant or not. And that is, are these dollars being spent as wisely as possible? Are we investing in the right infrastructure? Are we doing the things that we need to do to assure those things?
I think the challenge, and I'm going to let Jody speak for the water utility, but if West Des Moines can produce it at $2.50 on its own and the regional facility sets $3.25 for them, why would they give up the right to produce their own water at $2.50? Why would they give up that right? It doesn't make any sense.
Steve, if I may, and I, we as Des Moines Water Works have left a number of issues that I don't think in our best interests unresponded to, and certainly the $3.50 versus $2.75 issue is, in our view, a debatable issue. You know, ultimately, you as potential owners have to assume whatever engineering analysis you think is most correct. But I want to be clear that moving forward with Waukee in construction of a plant is directly in opposition to Des Moines Water Works interests. If you choose to do that, you know, you certainly have the authority to be able to do that, but it sends a very clear signal to us that you're interested in individual pursuit of interests is to the exclusion of the regional discussions. There is no way that the long-range plan has contemplated that as an optimized facility for the region. That facility, as we understand it, is in direct opposition to a number of interests that we have in the MAFID facility, and you know that we're going to challenge it and already are challenging it in the permit process. So the idea that you can move forward on parallel tracks, building it, and then ultimately saying, well, that's regional, that doesn't work for us, frankly. And I do recognize the timing issue that you face and the economic issue that you face. Those are very real. But this board, for the second time in my career, the first time being the Black and Veatch study, has looked very carefully at monetizing purchase capacity, something that they don't need to do under the terms of the master wholesale agreement. There's no legal reason for them to do that, but are doing it along with opening up the governance process in a way that they think certainly acts in the best interests of Des Moines Water Works and our ratepayers and owners, which are Des Moines residents, but also the region. But I just want to be clear that I think moving forward with the Waukee West Des Moines facility is in direct opposition to our view of our best interests, and the idea that it can somehow later become a regional facility just is not in square with years of planning that have gone in already to our view of what is appropriate regional management. And clearly, they're talking about opening up their governance process. They're talking about monetizing for the second time again what purchase capacity is worth. Gary, and you know your point about the benefits and costs and where the line is and how much Ankeny or Urbandale or Grimes or whomever can benefit and how much is a disincentive to West Des Moines, those numbers are arguable. They were arguable before here. They're just as arguable there. Ultimately, it's part of the negotiations process, and there will have to be considerations on how rates or expenses, however we want to term it, are viewed to keep as many people engaged in this process as possible. But the idea that there can be additional plants that aren't part of the current arsenal, I think, particularly immediately upstream from the MAFID facility, will be a problem for us.
Would that same apply to Urbandale's?
Yes. But Urbandale, frankly, 2 years ago or whatever, hit a moratorium on even anything concerning their production as far as we're concerned. It's West Des Moines that's moved forward with it, Steve, in a very specific way. That's a far greater concern to us than the prospective plans that Urbandale has had out there for some period of time and have backed away from.
Let me ask you, too, on the Regional Water Authority, is it West Des Moines, Grimes, Polk City, Xenia, and Altoona that have production facilities?
Xenia and Gary can certainly comment on this. Not immediately that, which would add to the larger facility here. Grimes, yes. Polk City, Altoona. West Des Moines, I believe that's the RSL.
I'm trying to understand when Graham said that the people that have production facilities would have
not production, right? Not necessarily. And this is up for debate. I don't necessarily see it as entities that have production, but entities that act as retail providers of water. So a Clive, for example, could potentially, if this is what people wanted to pursue, could potentially be a party to this agreement.
And it gets back to control. Would Des Moines always have 51% of the votes?
I don't know. I haven't thought that far along about how that would work.
But you have to. I mean, it's the elephant in the room. But we're all in the seat of the table. We've given up all these rights, but yet we don't have a majority. We can't control the outcome of the vote. I mean, that was the whole conversation we're getting into with DART and everything else.
I mean,
WRA. I mean, we all struggle with. Okay,
initially,
how can we make sure that the voting is fair?
Initially, in this concept, because Des Moines Water Works is the regional provider of water. I mean, Des Moines Water Works would be the entity, the only entity that comes before the Water Authority to approve rates. West Des Moines wouldn't because it doesn't sell its water outside of its own jurisdiction. So one might argue, and I'm just talking out loud, that the initial water authority, because Des Moines Water Works is the vendor, if you will, is the contract holder, maybe it's established in a different manner. Maybe those votes, because those votes are contemplating, you know, wholesale rates and certain things. As I say, I'm just talking out loud. Maybe there's a way to give you some comfort there that gives you, you know, the type of voting structure you need, because Des Moines Water Works is the one that's coming and presenting. I mean, under that model, it's more like a utilities board. I mean, it's a slightly different concept, but it could act as a as an entity that actually approves the you know, the things that are brought to it. So maybe that's as we think through it, maybe that's a way to address that for you.
Steve, from a governance standpoint, I think it would be inconceivable for Des Moines not to recognize that the future growth and future demands are going to be outside the city of Des Moines. And so at some point, there would be a movement of governance with a majority of the governance authority being held outside the city of Des Moines. I mean, I think that's inevitable. When that happens and how that happens, I think really is more of a policymaker's issue than it is a staff issue. But certainly, we recognize the demographics of this area. The demographics of this area are that Des Moines will be the smaller of the entities, particularly when looking at the suburbs collectively.
Okay. Probably one more thought, because I need to leave in 5 minutes, and I've talked enough, and I'll let everybody else. But you have to help us get to the point, and I think it includes Urbandale, other people that can produce. You have to help us figure out how can we make sure we're going to get the water we need and the quantities we need at the price that we think is fair. To sit back and say, okay, we're not going to move forward
Understood.
With any other alternative. You have to help us get there, like now, because otherwise we've run out of time for an alternative.
On that, you and I agree. I mean, that is exactly where I want us to get. And as I say, what I propose here today is not, by no means am I saying this is the end all. This is our offer, and we're going to walk from the table. I think it's an interim step. I think it's a way for us to create this authority, start to interact, find out problems and successes that we can fix as we explore, you know, asset transfer and future ownership policy, you know, ideas or lease things, all of those things. But it gives us something, hopefully, that we can do quickly to begin to give you some of that control and governance that you're seeking. Because I think it's important. I mean, I think it's very important for the right reason that's kind of counter to what you said, Mayor, and that is, this is more about whether you're going to pay $250 or you're going to pay $275. There's more here than a short-term dollar amount for what you're going to pay. It's the long-term handling of a finite resource, a fragile resource that could be polluted, could be we could run out of the water in the aquifer. There's a lot of things. So it's more than just figuring out as best we can determine what the cost is going to be. Is it cheaper for one city to build a plant, or is it just better for the region long-term to have control and planning for the future?
Mayor Guerin, I know you need to leave. I just want to offer one other observation. I think the discussion from here forward needs to be professionally facilitated by someone, whether it's FCS or whomever it is. You know, that's ultimately a decision, I think, for you as policymakers, but tried to problem solve without facilitation in a group this size, I think, is going to do nothing more than burn time. And time for all of us, I think, is critical. It's just as critical for Des Moines Water Works as it is for West Des Moines and everyone else at the table. So how you get there and still provide the protection that you're concerned about, we have similar interests in timing also.
I mean, if you guys had ideas on how to solve that, we'd love to hear directly from you versus getting Jason involved. But I think you get a sense of kind of what at least some of us are concerned about. And it's not like we don't want to do this, but we can't get to the point where we've run out or we tell our ratepayers you're paying 50% more than you really should. And I don't think anybody would be looking at an alternative if they were comfortable that they were going to get what they needed, when they needed, at a fair price. No one would have gone about this other alternative of, should I look at doing this myself?
Purely my observation, but what you need, when you need it, the fair price is a governance issue. I mean, if you have a seat at the table and are fairly represented in that planning process, then that's how you reach that objective. And again, I think this board has indicated their willingness to look at governance issues. How that actually is operationalized, I think, is going to take someone with some ability to be able to help us to understand those numbers and the reasonable range that can get us to future planning and future governance. Whether you're the minority now and the majority later as suburban customers, I think is completely foreseeable to everybody on this side of the table.
Yeah, and I've always said, like the WRA, it either works for all of us or it doesn't. It's the same thing with DART. I said, okay, on the weighted voting, if we get to weighted voting, we got a lot bigger problems than our bus system. So this either works for all of us or it doesn't, and we figured that out in other regional collaboration things. We should be able to do it here, be careful after a year that we're not farther along to convince at least some of us that, okay, we're going to get what we need when we need it at a fair price yet.
Well, from my perspective, I kind of feel like I've been chasing a rabbit for a few years because we've changed things. You know, we originated this with, we are not going to talk about selling assets or transferring assets or any of that. And then we quickly transitioned, and then we've been talking about it. And we go into these meetings, and I've been coming, and I, as I do everything in my life, I go there with the intent to do what I say I'm going to do. You know, and then recently I've been asked, and then asked again to reiterate that, no, really, I'm serious about this process. And meanwhile, I'm kind of wondering about West Des Moines, because pursuing other plants and things in the meantime, it makes me wonder, from my perspective, on the effort I put into this, you know, is there going to be a satisfactory answer at some point? So that's what I want to know. And I think it's optimistic to think that you're going to get water at the rates that you know, have been put out there. But further, just considering, if you just look at one data point, like if you optimistically did have that, there'd still be other benefits, and we do need to work regionally in a lot of ways. And that was the impetus to get here, is we do have a lot of things to work on, even beyond, way beyond just that one issue of how much that additional gallon of water is going to cost, or what you can produce it for. So, you know, I'd ask you to consider that in your own understanding of what you want to do here. And my thought, after going through and hearing what Jason and his team had to say, was that the next thing we were going to do is that we're all serious about this. We're going to talk about what those trade-offs are. There are savings for some, and there are costs for others in different areas. And we're going to start bargaining on those and figuring out where everybody is so that we can make that happen. I think all of us on our board are there. We want that to happen. You know, we've twice now reiterated that's where we are. You know, so it's a matter of getting that done and making it happen. You know, when we started this country, you know, people talked about a confederacy because they didn't want to give up so much. We want to retain it. The whole idea of having regional governance is that we're all in this together. We really are. And so to some degree, there are going to be people pushing for ownership, but, you know, we really all need to get to a place where we're talking about how do we make this happen together. And give up some of the territorial aspects of this that are setting us off. It really does benefit all of us. Frankly, looking at those numbers, I'm not sure what boards did before us or why. I think what it shows, Des Moines has been, as Jason said, shouldering a larger burden, keeping that capacity so other people, when you need it, the water's there. And there's been governance trade-offs and other things. We own the water, we've been selling the water, we've been making those agreements, and if we want to change that, we got to change our thinking too.
So Graham, but what you're suggesting, though, the way I envision it, is it's almost like Des Moines Water Works would end up having a board and a sub-board, or however you want to do it, because you'd be part of the authority. And you keep the assets right there to start with, and you've got to have this much to cover your costs. So then everybody's got a vote around here, including you, for production, and we're going to agree to buy water at this rate. And then that regional authority is going to take care of that. You're still the supplier,
right?
But we're going to get a better voice in how you figure out your costs and what part of it's for production and what part, because you're still going to have distribution separate.
Right.
And we have to.
And I'm not, I don't, what Mayor Gehr brings up about representation is a fair one, right? I mean, Des Moines Water Works is going to, as you say, going to be that supplier of water. And so, yes, this board, our board is going to exist, and, you know, Des Moines Water Works is going to bring those items to this authority for approval. When I was thinking about this, I thought, you know, by forming this authority, you form something that may function well into the future, that would be the entity that received assets if that was the case or what have you. And so in thinking that way, yes, Des Moines would be represented in that authority. But if, and I'm not saying this is a good idea or not, but if we're thinking out loud, if this authority is acting more like a utilities board, is acting like a separate entity that Des Moines Water Works has the contract to, maybe you set it up in a way that Des Moines doesn't have that equal influence on the authority because it's the one bringing to the board, if I'm making any sense. And I don't know. That's something we'd have to put our heads together about. Because I think the ultimate goal is to have, you know, a regional authority where everyone's represented in a fair way. But that's a fair thing that we have to discuss. Because, you know, if it's just a show that we create this thing and Des Moines Water Works, you know, controls the authority, well, we're not going to fool anybody. That's not what we're trying to do.
Right. Graham, how do you fool purchase capacity into this thing? I guess I'm still not clear on that.
You know, I don't know the answer to that question. And I think an ultimate goal of this authority would be the entity to rethink and maybe how to rewrite purchase capacity. You know, whether we're going to do away with the existing agreements and replace them with something else.
If you have a Johnston that doesn't have any purchase capacity.
Correct.
And then you have an Urbandale that does.
Correct.
I mean, they each have a seat at the table, but would they have different rates?
I don't know. And see, this brings up an interesting point, too, because as I was thinking about this. So how do you start this? You know, is this an agreement that Urbandale, Ankeny, Des Moines, West Des Moines start? And they start this together, and then you let others come in? Is this something that you basically take CERDWEC and, you know, make all... I don't know the answers to those questions.
That's key, though.
It is very key. But the idea is, you know, my purpose today is hopefully to seed the ground a little bit and say, let's form this authority that gives this. And I think those other details we can work out. As I say, I keep coming back to what Mayor Gehr said. If this is an entity that is more of a utilities board, well, maybe that simplifies the initial launch of this, because we know how this looks and we know how to make this a representative body among those players. I don't know.
I mean, I applaud you on your efforts, and I like the broad brushstrokes, but I think we've also been spending the last 2 years, we started the last time with broad brushstrokes, saying, yeah, we can do this, and then we get into the weeds again, and some of the weed questions that we're talking about today, that's where we get bogged down. So when you say we can get this done very simply and get it done in early 2019, that's when I start to think, well, how do we do that? How do we answer some of these very critical questions to get that done? So I respect it. I like the concept of it, but I think we're going to get to the same point that we're going to get bogged down into a lot of the details. And how do we cross?
Maybe. You know, I think a lot of the details that we've been bogged down in the last 18 months have been financial. They've been how to figure out how to evaluate the asset transfer model. And that we continue to go down that road. What I'm trying to propose here is something that does away with that complicated thing and says that the signers of this agreement, whether it be Ankeny and Urbandale and a few other entities, that they agree to form this authority, and Des Moines Water Works agrees to, as part of this agreement, agrees to bring these items of regional production to that authority. And those are spelled out from day one of what the authority is going to have the ability to approve and not approve. That way we can begin to do these things before we address purchase capacity. which is something that has to be addressed. But I think you could contemplate in the agreement that discussions on purchase of capacity, as those things end their completion date, would be discussed and handled by the authority or approved by the authority.
Perhaps, Graham, people who wanted to vote could buy purchase capacity.
Possibly, yes.
There might be a lot of variations.
That's an interesting way to say it.
I think when we jump to the asset, purchases was a result of the 2080 and 28F, which brought up the legality of who has ultimate authority to bond, and what does the bond council say, because who owns what, and who has the ultimate authority to charge the rates. And what you're proposing, I'm hearing, because we would be taking regional dollars, investing them perhaps in Des Moines Water Works structures, that could create a legality issue of who really has the ultimate authority to bond for that. Right? We're bonding for something that's going to be given to Des Moines Water Works. I think that's how we came down this path, because it's not as simple as just simply put together a committee and say you have the regional authority to set rates. The other portion of that that I would have a little concern with is that under this regional structure, I don't disagree with it. Certainly would be simple not to do asset transfer. Yeah. It's very complicated. It's not an easy thing, and it certainly is a reasonable roadblock here. But I don't know how you get through some of those legal issues as well as the fact that you still have the issue in which Des Moines Water Works, for instance, in our current cost of service meeting that we had, present rates. We used to present a very complicated executive summary that was this thick, but at least you could go through it. This time we got one page, and there's no in the details as to how to get to those numbers. And so how do you get past that communication that says, one water, it's as simple as saying, this is the rate, this is what it is. How can we as a committee say, no, that's not the rate? We have to be much more open presentation of the bills, of what those costs are.
Agreed. I mean, I think that authority would get every bit of information that our finance and audit committee gets and our full board gets when we look at how rates are set. And the authority would have the ability to ask for it to be presented in a different way or for more information. I mean, that's the ultimate goal here, is to make sure that those at the table are getting that information that you want. We're not just serving, Des Moines Water Works isn't just providing you a document. We're actually, you know, there's a formal process here, a governance process. I mean, the goal here is to get you what you want and to make you not only feel, but actually be a participant in the process.
You know, this has started a year ago with the legislature. And at that time, and call me a simpleton if you want, but at that time, let's just make the board bigger. And there was a group, a lineup of people saying, everybody had a different reason why you can't do that. Fine. So we started down this road. And we spent a lot of money and a tremendous amount of time going through this stuff over the year. And I appreciate the time and thought and energy you put into this. But, and I'm just from quickly reading through those slides, I mean, it's, to me, this is kind of I wouldn't say it's a 180 degree turn.
I don't want to be that.
But it's a big turn from where I thought we were at as a group. I mean, our whole study with Jason was going on the premise of there's be some sort of an ownership in everything. And again, I don't take this the wrong way, but to look at this, it looks like, you know, you set up the authority and then you start, you know, maybe piecemealing some stuff into the authority. And then over time, you jump off the end of the dock. But to me, it just feels like there's an out get it someplace.
I don't want you to feel that way, and okay. I definitely don't want you to feel like it's a turn in anything. I would hope this was a step in the same direction. Yeah.
But and to me, I'm not grasping the difference between doing what you proposed and saying, okay, everybody here at the table raise their hand, it's all in, and this is why we're all in. Okay, now that we're in this thing, everybody is committed to dealing with the things that would eventually come in under your model. I mean, you're in it, you got skin in it, and you can't get out, you don't want to get out, because this is the solution that everybody's been working towards. And like I say, this is like, just at the first blush, it just looks like this, we took a different exit, you know, like this.
No, I don't, that's, and that, if I present it that way, then I've failed. This, in my opinion, would be a step to start getting you, particularly, getting Ankeny what they want, as a portion of what they want sooner, you know, so that we don't have to figure out asset transfer before you start having a meaningful say and participation in setting rates. And it doesn't stop at that pursuit of asset transfer, if that's the direction that this thing needs to go. It just provides you, hopefully, more than just reassurance that Des Moines Water Works is interested and wants to do this. It actually provides something meaningful when it comes to governance.
Because somebody tell me if I'm wrong on this, but it seems to me that we talked at some point in this past year about something similar to this, where we were creating another level, which is the authority, and then things would be fed to that authority, but it's basically just creating another step. So that's why we kind of directed back to everybody's in it because of all the skin. And then, you know, Des Moines Water Works, and I don't know what you call it, but, I mean, Des Moines Water Works is an operating agency that provides water. And the same thing could be kind of said for West Des Moines, even though their water doesn't feed out through the entire system. I mean, maybe that down the road, that sometime if it's, I don't even know if it's feasible or not, but you put another pipe coming out of West Des Moines, and some of that water's going to somebody out west. I mean, it'd be no different than water coming out of here going to different places. But, you know, like I say, just at my first blush here, it just seems like this is a little bit of turn off the course that we were on. That's my opinion. I don't know if anybody agrees or disagrees with that. It's quiet.
Everybody's quiet. I love to talk, I guess, but that I want to speak for Altoona anyway, and West Des Moines, I think, is in the same boat when we started talking about it, and then we went to moving the assets. The problem that we had with moving the assets over is, it's like, okay, we've got our assets, we paid for it, we've got water, we've got extra capacity, and so we turn the assets over right away, and then based on Jason's financial numbers, for instance, Altoona's position, I could go from spending less than $2 for producing water, and it was going to take we were going to go to $4 $1,000. That means that extra $2 $1,000, I'm going to have to take back to our citizens and say, guess what, I'm going to have to tack that on top of the rates, because that's the only way we get the difference.
But as Bill brought up, just assume for now that that graph is right. That's where we started talking about, okay, we're going to play a little Robin Hood here.
And that's when I talked with not Jason, Andy and them, and that's one of the things I said. You made different assumptions, the wrong assumption for this and that, even though we gave you numbers. He says, well, this is where you want to negotiate with Des Moines Water Works and everybody else to make those rates more equitable. So that's what I assumed was going to probably end up having to happen if we're going to do it. There'd have to be that negotiation to make things a little more equitable. Otherwise, the way it looks, we're giving up everything and we're going to pay more. And I'm just a small water user out of it. I'm not West Des Moines or
Let me ask a waterworks question here. Just assume that nobody else had plans to, on the table, to build another facility someplace. And we're, as Steve pointed out, we've shaved that 3 to 5 year window, theoretically, to 2 to 4 year window. In your CIP, you've got plans to fully utilize the capacity of this plant, I would presume, and probably beyond that. How does your CIP fit with that 2 to 4 year window?
A little complicated because when we're concerned about losing major customers in the West, it changes our CIP. But to give you an example, Gary, I think the heart of your question is, are you making decisions now that are looking at demand requirements in the future? The board, in the half hour before this meeting started, took action involving an investment at Sailorville. They're adding an additional, essentially, 2 MGD at Sailorville. So that's the kind of decisions that they're going to continue to make. If all hands were on deck and we knew what was going on, that decision might be a little bit different. That is, we might be doing something at Maffitt, as an example. But the kind of oversimplified reality from my vantage that some folks here will cringe on, right now it's easier to add capacity to existing plants than it is to build new plants. That's obviously a whole new investment in infrastructure, electrical, and transportation related. We are at a process of adding incrementally to the 3 existing facilities that are under our direct control and continue to be concerned about this timing issue. We're certainly hoping that Urbandale and Ankeny are in this as we move forward, because realistically we're looking at investment decisions that are involving plants to our north rather than plants to our west right now as part of our CIP. And I don't know if that's responsive to your question, but hopefully you're getting that we're not looking at building new plants. We have 3 existing plants, each of which can have some addition made to them, and we're making reasonable decisions about that with a concern that we might lose part of our market.
I mean, in my mind, there's 2 concerns. It's how much are you going to pay for the gallon of water that you get? And 2, do you even have the option to get that?
At that level of abstraction, it's pretty easy for me to answer yes, I think, to all of them. Clearly, we know that we can bring more out of Sailorville through...
If we spend for another couple of years and Des Moines Waterworks is reluctant to keep pace, if that's the right word, with regional growth, then, in my mind, we're running into that delivery.
No question. You're absolutely correct. And Steve was correct also. We have to know what the future demand is if we're going to make that investment. And if we think that there's a question about whether the demand will be to the west, as an example, we're not going to be adding additional capacity, either in production or transmission, to the west. We'll be adding it where it's solid, in our view, and that's to the north, or right here.
And the reason that the numbers that they came up with, when I said we'd be, according to them, we'd be paying an instant $2 more per thousand right out of the gate. We're already buying water from you for less, way less than that, and it's hard to figure that out. But the only way I came to that was, it's because that was that transfer of assets and what money would have to go to pay everybody for their assets. That's what's going to raise that cost of that regional authority. Because otherwise, we're all buying the water from you for less than that now.
There's also a very big problem with the comparability of the data. The existing waterworks costs are known. The existing investment in the water plant is known. When you're talking about the hypothetical West Des Moines plant, those costs are not known. They're estimated. And based upon our experience with costs, capital investment projections that our experts have built into the capital investment plan, the West Des Moines numbers are just grossly understated and thus create a mismatch and a non-data comparability problem, which in turn becomes a very, very, very difficult obstacle to the asset transfer model and the accomplishment of that, particularly when people are beginning to get worried about getting this done in the next 12 months.
You know, and
I'd like to point out that in addition to all that, there has never yet been a mechanism suggested that I've heard for dealing with the existing bonds that have to be paid or defeased if there's going to be an asset transfer. There's just no plan on the table for solving these mismatch problems and the bonding problems. And I think that might be an argument for interim measures that don't go whole hog and that they're so hard to do that you can't get them accomplished.
You know, and I think, too, when you look at the numbers that they came up with, anytime you do that kind of study, it's a snapshot of time. And everybody argues over today. I mean, the question is, do we think that optimizing these facilities, doing planning on a larger regional basis is a good idea with this asset? If we do, then maybe we can look at these things, and we all understand we have to take care of these issues today. If your rates are going to go from $2 to $4, you're not going to be able to go back to your constituents and explain that to them, and who wants to put you in that position? So we figure out what to do in the short term, but do we believe in the long-term vision of what we're trying to do? And if we do, how do we start to go about that? I mean, if the first thing is we have to transfer assets, I think it has more off-ramps than doing this kind of interim step and getting going on some of these things, and more opportunities for stopping and saying, well, we just can't get it done. Especially if we're looking at this short term, we have to make decisions about how we go about doing this. So I think, you know, maybe we set up an authority and we do planning in that authority, and we look at more of a certificate of need. What do we need on a regional basis, and who wants to provide that? And maybe that's provided by a community rather than by the authority. And we figure out how to take that into consideration in setting the rates. But so maybe we do that. Maybe we set those rates on a basis. Maybe we don't do a representational board of, you know, we get 6 and you get 1 and you get 2. Maybe we do just figure out how to set up, like you said, a utilities board kind of thing where nobody can figure out, oh, I have those 6 votes locked down. I was on the utilities board for a number of years, and nobody ever said, gosh, Des Moines, which has the bulk of the population, should have 6 votes on this board because you're setting rates for them as opposed to, you know, a county out there. When you set these rates, they're based on cost. There are a lot of ways that you can look at it, different assumptions that you make, different cost-setting principles, but you try to do it in a transparent way and figure out how do we do this in a way that's fair to most of the people here, not try to set it up so that I could vote so that it would be more fair to me than somebody else. And that's the whole thing about a regional entity. It's like we're all in this together. This is our asset, and we don't want it. We can't make you look bad, or you look bad, because that's going to defeat the whole purpose.
When we started this, Jason had some comments a year and a half ago. He said, "If you regionalize, then everybody's going to benefit. We all have to come out ahead."
Yeah.
And I think everybody on the table agreed. We can get there. And he showed this great graph that showed everybody's costs are better off. I think we all agree to that. But when we finished the report, it was like Vern said, we had double your rates if you regionalize. And so to me, that doesn't make sense. And maybe I'm all wrong in this, but it seems like the main driver of that cost difference is the asset. It's the transfer of money to pay for that asset. So to me, it's not going to be $4.13 for Waukee tomorrow, and it's not going to be $1.98 like it is today. Mm-hmm. And somehow you got to get from here to there. And I don't believe that if you wait another year or 2 years and do this process, that asset conversation is going to get any easier. And it just seems to me that we just have to buck up and say, what's that number going to be? Because that's what's going to sell it to people in our communities, is that if you regionalize, you're getting a fair deal. And so I don't think it's going to be $4.13, and it's not going to be $1.98, but it's going to be somewhere that we got to sit around the table and hammer this thing out.
So what would you like to see as the next step?
I think there are people smarter than me who can be around the table and say, let's figure what that sweet spot is. Because just as you said to Vern, is that we can't go back and say you're going to double your rates.
Yeah.
And you can't go back to your folks and say, well, we just gave away all your assets.
Right.
Because that's not fair to you. Or somewhere there's a sweet spot that makes sense for everybody. And if we don't do that, we won't have an optimized system, mm-hmm. and we'll all lose that way. So at some point, you got to get off the dime and reduce the value of that asset. And we got to say there's an increased cost for us somewhere in here to make sure that you are happy with it, and so are we. And I'm convinced that there is that spot, but it can't be threats and pushes and all that. It's got to be, how do we meet each other's needs?
So are you thinking that we have to do asset transfer into a regional authority as a first step?
It's got to be handled today or 5 years from now or 10 years. Somehow you got to get there. And I know it's complicated. And Jason went through all that. It was complicated. We got Altoona and the West Des Moines piece. And I think that's got to be worked through. But until you tackle that, I don't think it's going anywhere. That's just me. So I excuse me, I guess.
So you asked what the next steps are. I think you need to demonstrate that this is going to work and that we should,
What does that mean, Mayor?
Well, I think we're at the point we're talking in broad brushstrokes of regionalism, saying that we're all better in this together. But we're talking about what the pitfalls might be and where we fall down. So, you know, if we're going to take that next step, how do we? Can we put some meat on the bones of what Graham has put together? And let's talk about some of these issues as far as the rate differences and governance. And how we, I guess I need to be convinced that this structure is better off what we've been talking about before or going off on our own.
To me, it comes, and this is Pollyanna. It's the whole concept of interest-based bargaining and negotiating and beating each other over with a stick is never going to work because we're going to look at each other for the next 50 years.
Yeah.
So at some point,
you might.
Well,
right exercise.
120,
but I don't think that'll work.
At some point, each side has to say, how do we meet the other person's interests, not the position. I think we're all in the position.
Yeah. Well, and part of it is deciding who's at that table. I mean, for the proposal that I bring today, or that I roughed out today, you know, who are the signers of that agreement, I think is a first question that needs to be contemplated. You know, I propose that they be cities that offer, you know, that have their own retail water operation. I don't know if that's the right mechanism or not. I mean, maybe it's those who produce water or have the capacity to produce water, but that would then leave out an Ankeny. So I think the first thing we need to decide is, who are we targeting this agreement, at least initially, who would be the parties to that? And then do exactly what the mayor proposed and then flesh it out a little bit about how it would work. Not just what it would do, but how it would work. And that goes to representation and that's those sort of things. And then obviously you have to contemplate, depending on who are the initial signers, you have to contemplate who could sign later. I mean, who would be, you know, how would this grow as an entity? So those things kind of need to, mm-hmm. there's a give and take there that needs to be decided. I mean, I don't know how best to do that, but.
In the conversations I've had with Jason about what is our next step, he said I've been giving that a lot of thought. And whether it's a Jason Munn from FCS or another entity, I'm going to go back to what Bill said. We need someone to help us figure out how we get to that sweet spot and who the interested parties are that want to be part of that and start doing the planning and setting the rates and move ahead. So is that something that this group would like to do as a next step is to have someone help us facilitate. We know who the winners are. We know who the losers are. How do we shift that sand to get to the right point? And what is the timeline of setting this up and moving quickly, as Graham was saying, to having the people at the table committed to a regional entity?
And if I may, maybe it's too directive, but Bob, I'm trying to be responsive to your concern and question. In an ideal world, sitting where I'm sitting, having three or four communities involved at this point with a professionally facilitated discussion is critical. If a signed agreement comes out of that, that's fine, but I think with 10 or 12 or 14 communities involved at this point, it will go nowhere quickly. This isn't an all-volunteer issue. At this point, I think there's a prototype that needs to be developed, some discussion of where the sweet spot is and how to get there, but a relatively small group of communities, like, in, at least in my view, West Des Moines, Urbandale, Ankeny, and Des Moines Waterworks. And if those four communities are able to agree on how this can be facilitated going forward, whether it's asset transfer or whether it's an interim measure like this,
or both,
I think, or both, are going to be pretty critical. But realistically, trying to problem solve with a group this big will get us closer to urgency deadlines and frustration from West Des Moines or Urbandale as to wanting to build or expand existing facilities and having their back up against a wall.
I agree fully.
I would make a suggestion on that. It kind of takes off these guys said that if you guys would take Graham's work here and, as Bob said, put a little meat on the bone on it and ask questions of us at whatever appropriate time for that is, what's wrong with what we'd like to see, and beef it up a little bit more. And then put together, just get the executive committee back together. But I think it's fine that if we have another facilitator, whoever that is. But I think what we need to do is be able to take, if it's this or something like this or something totally different, this is what we want to do. How can you help us get there? And that goes to finding the sweet spot where those lines cross. But I agree that if we keep having these big meetings, we've been doing that for a year. Right? And like I said, it's not a derogatory comment, but I don't think this is what we finished our last meeting with Jason about. But if we take that as, I hate to say a starting point again, but take that and deal with that piece there directly to see if it can get us to where we're going. And then once the executive committee messes with it, get it out to everybody else, the electeds, the mayors, the managers, and have them look at it, and then get feedback from them back to the executive committee, and however many trips you have to make back and forth on that. But to me, that'd be the way to negotiate something. We have to keep everybody involved at some level, or we're running the same place. The executive committee came up with this, and I don't like that. And so you're in the same spot. But if you've got a communication back and forth with a system, you should deal with it.
Yeah, I like what you suggested there. I mean, I think that's right. I mean, as we've discussed today, the concept that I brought forward, you know, immediately splits into this kind of utilities board type concept or an actual water authority type concept. Both of those you need to kind of see, right? I mean, you need to kind of have something fleshed out. And that utilities board concept is an interesting one that might lend itself well in some ways to this. But we'd have
an appointment issue, like who says?
Who says and how does that work? And I mean...
But I mean, I think we possibly could put some different things together that would show people.
I hear you.
So I hear what you're saying. I think as a board, we're going to need some help in doing that, which we can discuss as a board how we facilitate that, and getting meat on the bones to a regional water utility with plans for maybe possible outcomes of where that could go. You know, I mean, Graham keeps saying at some point it could be asset transfer. When Jason was here, he talked about it could be a start it now toward a lease type of agreement so that everyone doesn't come in day one. And so you, you know, show the purchase capacity contracts and the value of that, but so it doesn't penalize a Johnston. So I think maybe if we could get some additional support and help to put some meat on this bones and come back to you relatively quickly, that would be... Yeah. Does everyone on the board agree that might be a good next step?
Yeah, I mean,
if that would satisfy what you're asking for.
I think if you walk out of this meeting and if you hear anything today, what I hope you hear is that Des Moines, I mean, one crazy guy, me, brings this idea, and you didn't see my fellow board members walk out of the room. I mean, what we're interested is we're interested in finding a way to regional governance. I mean, I think all of us are a little bit baffled about what that road looks like, but not once, as frustrating as it had been for everybody that has participated in this in the last couple of years, not once has Des Moines Water Works threatened to take our marbles and go home and just continue to do what we're doing. We realize that is not in our best interest. I mean, we're here because it's in our best interest to figure out how to form some sort of regional governance. So if you walk out of here tonight, that's what I want you to hear, is that we're not concerned about our particular water rate, or we're not about protecting what we have. We just want to figure out how to do it, and we want to, and that's what I want you to walk away with, is that we're interested in figuring this out. Maybe we're not smart enough to do it yet, but we're trying.
We can get help to.
Graham, I appreciate all the points. We've all been here for, I think it's, you said a year, I think it's actually been 2 years.
It's been 2 years.
You missed a year. We're all still around the table. I mean, we just need to, we know what the concepts are. We know what we need to try to get to.
And I do. I try to, as best I can, understand what it's like to be in the mayor of Riverdale's shoes, or the mayor of Ankeny's shoes, or, you know, I try very hard. I know what you guys need to do, and it's not spending a whole bunch of time talking about water. You want to have water taken care of so that you can go run your city and you know it's going to be safe and water's going to be available. And that's where we got to get. You need to stop talking about water and know that it's done.
By the same token, what I've said over and over again is, we need to get this right as a region.
Absolutely.
For the next 50 to 100 years.
Absolutely.
If we don't get this right, we're failing not only us now, but also future generations.
Absolutely. We're all in agreement on that one.
So everyone feels good. We know what we're going to do. We owe you follow-up on an expanded with maybe some various options as to where this could go in the future, and bringing it back to the executive committee of the four groups. The four mayors and the three water utility representatives. That's what I'm hearing.
I think you also have to at least have a framework for talking about the asset issue. That drives all these conversations when it goes back to the community, when they say, well, what's our rate going to be, not specifically, but what's the structure look like for the next X years? We have to have that figured out. And for me, it's just going to take some commitment on both sides to figure out what the best spot is.
Well, it's definitely the asset transfer that raises the rates. Mm-hmm. That's the way it is.
Let's all keep talking. I know that Jody and John and I have a couple meetings coming up in the next few weeks.
What do you guys figure it out by the time?
Yeah. Okay. There you go, Jody.
So hey, Jody, are you going out of town?
Not until January.
Okay.
You're charged with longer than John.
Yeah, don't ask John.
Figured out before you go out of town.
Don't ask John.
I appreciate the discussion and the time, especially the comments I've heard from the Des Moines trustees, Waterworks trustees, that you understand the sweet spot issues, because I think that's important. Graham's presentation, that exit ramp is maybe different, and I think I've shared with Sue and John a different exit ramp myself. Dozens of complicating factors, none of which are, in my opinion, insurmountable. I've been through this before in the WRA process. We can get there, but like any other entity around the table, West Des Moines Water Works and the city of West Des Moines needs to make sure that there's enough water for our needs when it's going to be needed. And we recognize that Urbandale has been down this road before, a couple years ago, if they had built a plant maybe 2 or 3 years ago, got it under contract, they may be in the position of having a cheaper rate now than under the asset transfer method. I know that the West Des Moines trustees are cognizant of that and are trying to position ourselves so we're not in that same potential predicament. So we're willing to listen. On the other hand, we want to make sure that we have the water available for our ratepayers, as well as a potential partnership with Waukee and Van Meter. Also share the desire to make sure that they have water out on the west side, just like you're talking about expanding Sailor Grove for needs up in the Johnson and Ankeny and North Urbandale areas.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.